You're listening to SBS News.
With no new infections and the last remaining case no longer active, New Zealand is now coronavirus free. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it's a result of the government implementing strict measures early on to limit the virus's spread.
We united in unprecedented ways to crush the virus. Our lockdown was in place 26 days after our first case, when we had just over 200 cases.
Ms Ardern says New Zealand has reached a milestone 40 days since the last case of community transmission was detected. But she's emphasised that the global health challenge isn't over yet.
We are confident we have eliminated transmission of the virus in New Zealand for now. But elimination is not a point in time. It is a sustained effort. We almost certainly will see cases here again. And I do want to say that again. We will almost certainly see cases here again. And that is not a sign that we have failed. It is a reality of this virus.
New Zealand will move to alert level 1 from tomorrow, removing all of the country's COVID-19 restrictions except border closures. This will enable the hospitality and retail sectors to operate normally, events to be held without limits, and public transport to resume. New Zealand's Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says having no active cases is a satisfying result.
But actually, the reason we are where we are today and maybe have done better than we might have hoped is because New Zealanders acted together in our collective interests, and we will need to continue to do that.
New Zealand has recorded 22 coronavirus-related deaths. Dr. Bloomfield says New Zealand's careful decisions and approach to the outbreak have been appropriate.
We have come down faster and sooner and in a stronger position than any other country. Yes, we have been cautious, but we have not been overcautious, and that cautiousness has been part of our success.
New Zealanders are being asked to keep a record of their movements as restrictions are lifted. The government hopes the removal of rules for businesses and services will help the country's economy recover. However, there are reports Air New Zealand may be forced to cut more jobs. The Australian and New Zealand governments are in talks to reopen travel between the two countries. But Jacinda Ardern says Australia's coronavirus outbreak will need to be in a similar position to New Zealand's before trans-Tasman travel resumes. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.